Well, looks like a little problem we've been having every once in a while has come back. The first time it happened, I didn't realize what was going on. I just sort of took it for a freak accident or just something that happened. But yesterday it happened again. I really don't have an answer to why. And the first time it happened was when I was writing my first book, and well, there's a lot of things going on at the time, and I was working with Sending Love pretty intensely, so I just kind of wrote it off at that time. I couldn't really explain it. I just thought maybe it was from overdoing it, sending, you know, too much love, whatever. So yesterday it happened again. I took Rudy, put him on the little dinghy, and we went across to the island where we go for a little walk, and he goes to the washroom, and a lot of times I write or just sit and look at the boats anchored in the bay on this island. It's actually a fair size island. Anyway, I was driving past this boat that's a little further from mine, and once I got past it and out in the open where you cross to the other island, and it's kind of a big channel where there's a lot of boats, you sort of have to speed up a little bit to get away from all the big 60 and 80 footer boats that cross through there, otherwise you get caught up in the cross path. Anyway, this guy starts honking this little safety horn at me and screaming at the top of his lungs as if he's gone out of his mind. Anyway, I just kept going. I've had a couple few experiences with this, so I know that I can't react or even acknowledge them, or as little as possible, and just keep moving. Anyway, I kept going, got on the island, and the island's probably, 300 yards away, at least 400 yards away, 1,000 feet, more than 1,000 feet. Rudy got on the island, he's still screaming at the top of his lungs. We go around to the other side of the island where the bay is, and this is over a hill and behind trees, and we can still hear him screaming. Anyway, at that point I wasn't sure it was about me. I thought it was just, he was having an issue or something, freaking out, maybe a fight with someone. But I guess it was me, because he had an issue with the speed I was going at, which was not very fast. Not very fast at all. Barely, not even planing speed on the boat. You know, probably going about 6 knots. The maximum speed, limb's 5 knots. Anyway, that's not the point. I come back, and we're just dawdling back, and we get near his boat, and he comes running out, and this guy has got tattoos all over him. He's been drinking heavy. Got another guy standing behind him, and he just starts to scream at the top of his lungs. So I turned off the motor for a minute, acknowledged him, and basically said, "Who the hell are you?" Said it a couple of times. That seemed to anger him even more, and I realized I'm not saying the right thing, and I better get the hell out of there. So I kept going, went back in the boat. He's still screaming away. Got inside my boat. Apparently, after I had left, he was screaming at Roberta across the way. He's on another dock. Then, everything settles down, and we're sitting inside having a cappuccino, and I see a policeman walking down our dock, and he comes knocking at our boat. He says, "There's been a complaint. Do you have a shotgun?" I'm going, "What?" Anyway, they phoned the police after and said I was carrying a shotgun aboard. That's why the police come out, because they don't come out for anything other than that. So we had a little bit of long discussions, and he realized that there was something wrong with the people over there, because I don't have guns. So, but the issue is this. Whenever I send love, I work with creating, and it's now June 21st, and I've been working at it probably about 3 weeks. That's when I started these recordings. And I've been working pretty heavily with creating and opening that flow of appreciation. And whenever I do that, over the last few years, well, I should say since the beginning, it's not happened that often. I think about 5 times now, maybe 6 times. But I don't very often, you know, get into it very heavily. Creating, when I do, I usually separate myself from people a bit. You know, I spend more time by myself or by ourselves. But anyway, the issue here, every once in a while, when I get into it fairly heavily, there's a reaction from somebody who I don't even know and normally would not have anything to do with. And the first one was when I started working with love. I hadn't written the book yet, but I was working with it, playing with it, getting the idea of it, and of course doing it very intensely and more and more and more. And there was a guy, I had taken a job, part-time job, at a lumber shop, very large one. And there was a guy in there who was having some issues, and I sent him a little love. He was having some issues at home, whatever, you know. I didn't really talk to him much. I just knew kind of about it, so. Anyway, one day this guy just goes berserk and verbally attacks me. And at that time, the words I used is, "What the hell's the matter with you?" And that was enough to make him totally snap and physically attack me. And he grabbed me, threw me physically into the ladders. Now, at that time I thought it was a freak thing. And then I thought about it more and I thought, well, maybe I sent too much love or something. And there's a reaction. And I can't remember now, and I think I put something in my book that if you're sending love to other people, I think you gotta do it in a subtle way, not overdo it, and just let the flow go. You know, so sort of more radiate it to them than push it towards them. I thought maybe that was the issue. But over the years, other cases have come up. And I was doing a small tiling job out here further up north, and it was 2 hours drive there, a little over 2 hours, 2 hours back. So on that drive, I was going there a few times. It was nice weather and stuff, and so I was using it to create. I spent my whole time there appreciating and really getting the flow of love going and creating. Can't remember what I was creating at that time, something, but whatever. And on the way back, I stopped at a red light, and I want to turn, and I wanted to turn left. So I had my blinker on. Anyway, this guy comes out of his car behind me and starts screaming at me at the top of his lungs, like he's totally gone insane. It's like a rabid dog. Anyway, got the hell out of there. I had several other issues like that. So, I wasn't sending love to anyone in particular. I was working on my own stuff. So I don't really understand fully what was causing it. And I can't remember now, but I might have had a couple of emails from other people who have seen something similar, but I can't honestly say for sure whether or not, because I can't exactly remember. But I think so. So, but I have no clue what's going on. You know, what exactly is happening and why it would have an effect with someone at a distance who I don't even know or have never seen or before, like the person yesterday. You know, afterwards they're all settled down. You know, they get kind of settled down, of course. By that time it's all gotten pretty weird. You know, I can't say that, you know, something behind the scene is going on to stop me or whatever. I don't think it's anything like that. I think maybe it's so new in this world, you know, flowing this love out. I mean, people have talked about it and there's books of similar thing, but they really don't get into the fact of actually opening, just very simply opening that valve and letting it flow. Nobody really gets directly into that process where it's that simple. You know, we sort of talk about it and it's like maybe you with a little meditation and visualizing, you naturally open it just a little bit to where it's a, you know, very minute flow, but actually sitting there and opening wide open and creating with it, it's sort of like walking up to a tap on a wall, hooking a hose up to it and opening it wide up and watering those flowers and getting that garden to bloom, and then having somebody come and scream at you because they're going crazy. Now, what would drive them crazy? I don't know. I'm just not sure. I'm just totally blank about what could possibly be the reason what's going on. I could understand if I was sending them love, right? Because then perhaps they're getting too much, they're reacting. Sometimes as people, we actually react to good things. I mean, I've watched people receive gifts and react negatively because the gift scares them or makes them feel like they have to do something or behave in a certain way and whatever. People just get funny with stuff and then they react in funny ways. They lash out because they don't know what's going on, so they lash out a lot of times in anger and fear. But this doesn't really make much sense. It's also immensely disturbing, like physically and psychologically, because it's so bizarre to see a person so outraged. I mean, you just don't really see it in our society. You know, you might see it on TV. Well, I don't know, you don't even see it on TV. It's like just something totally shocking. If I would have seen it more before I had written my first book, I would have put it in there. At least maybe by now I would have gotten more feedback of other people. But, you know, again, it could be just me. It could be something to do with the way I'm doing it, how I'm doing it. Maybe that love is going out and causing a certain reaction with people. I don't know if that even makes sense or not. Anyway, I gotta go in for my physiotherapy. And that's really helping because I also... I wanted to say, I should have wrote this down too, that when you spend a lot of time of sending love and stuff, you need to do some work on your body, either massage work or exercises or something to relieve any pressure build up, resistance build up in your body, because, you know, over time things build up and your body needs to be physically able to release them. So it's good to go for massages or some kind of a body work. Right now what I'm having done is sacrocranial work, which works really well for me. And it helps my physical body to keep up with what I'm doing of sending love. and my body then seems to be able to handle the flow much better.